Tennessee Code Annotated 40.11.118 has 9 factors that the court must look at when they determine the amount of bond necessary for a defendant. And Mr. Randolph has covered 8 of them, but one he hasn't covered is number 6, Your Honor, is the nature of the offense and the apparent probability of conviction and the likely sentence. The nature of the offense today as we stand here is first-degree murder. And the only proof we have on the record is what's in the affidavit. And in the affidavit, it says that the defendant admitted to the act. So the state would say the apparent probability of conviction and likely sentence today is guilt. And the sentence, if she's convicted as charged, is either life without possibility of parole or life in prison. I'd ask the court to take that into account when you come up with the bond amount that you're going to set for Ms. Jenkins today.